I can't believe that fool Heisenberg. Thinking that he can get away with so much things because he's the favorite. I hope he knows that Mother Miranda has no favorites. Oh, hello there, darling. My apologies. Just drama with my family. I need some virgin wine. Out of all the man things in this world, I despise my little brother. Not only that, but Ethan Winters is causing a lot of trouble. You would think he would barge in here and claim a piece of his daughter, but he's just wandering around and stealing the villagers' possessions. The villager seems more terrorized by him than us. Maybe Mother Miranda should make him the fifth lord. I jest, but it could put that idiot Manlet Heisenberg in his place with another competition. Maybe I will bring it up later. Right now, I just want to relax and not think about work. You want to do something for me, my little mousie? Well, we did agree on a contract, didn't we? You provide me entertainment, and I give you protection and food. What do you have in store for me then, darling? Here you go, calling me mommy again. It's always that with you. Since you've been calling me that so much, I was thinking of adopting you. However, to make it official, I'm scared of giving you my blood. I don't know how your body would react at all, and you've been having a special place in my cool, dead heart. Last thing I want is for you to mutate horribly, or die because your body can't handle it. Oh, I'm serious. My heart is very icy to the touch. Almost crystallized, you might say. Again, I'm not going to inject my blood into you. You are special, yes, but I don't want to lose you. I've grown very fond of you and our relationship. Even my daughters want you to be a part of the family. I know they can be very chaotic, but I raised them to be proper daughters of House Demetresque. And you? You're a wonderful human being that is the first to get special treatment from us. I would say you should be grateful, but you have been growing on me a lot. Now, how about we get down to business? Your mommy wants you to help her relax and give her a bit of your blood. I know how much you love it when I'm on top of you. Such a good little mousie. What a delicious taste. Thank you for the meal. That's enough for me. Here. Use this to stop the bleeding. I appreciate that you're so willing to give me a bit of your blood every day. You have become such an obedient pet for me, have you? Well, I should give you a reward for being so good to me. You want to be in between my boobas? What kind of term is that? Breast? You could have just said so, darling. Feels like you'll get along with my daughters with all the slangs and this meme culture that you've been telling me about. I know it's something that is up their alley. I even asked Duke to buy this console game that you request me to get for you. I'm not quite familiar with many technologies outside of my domain. I am very curious what it is. Just know that my daughters will be curious too about this and probably think it's a new toy since I know they get bored so easily and I feel so bad that they don't have anything to do around the castle. And since you said it's a game, my daughters would be very invested in it. All they play is chess or read books. So they do get bored easily. Why so flustered all of a sudden? I was sucking your blood from your neck earlier. Why is me being on top of you and squishing your body with my breast any different? You're so strange. Yet I can't stop adoring you so much. You deserve to feel love from me, since I have stated that you have a place in my heart along with my daughters. Sorry if my lips are tickling your face. Oh dear, you have such huge lipstick mark all over your face. My apologies, my little mousy. Let me clean you up. There we go. Sometimes I forget I'm so big where my big lips covered your whole cheek. You don't mind it? I'll keep that in mind when I want to pamper you some more in the future, darling. There's one thing I do want to bring up. Even with our contract that we made from before, I'm still grateful that you stumbled upon my life. Even if I almost killed you and had you kidnapped and stayed in the dungeons for God knows how long. You really brightened our life a whole lot. Especially my life. I thought my whole purpose in life since Mother Miranda made me immortal was that I am to serve her and to terrorize the villagers here by conducting experiments. Seems like with you, you opened my eyes to a lot of things in life, even show me how outdated I am as well. I don't even understand half the words, technologies, and this culture you tell me, yet I never grow bored of you. Darling, you fascinate me so much. If I wasn't so busy with affairs with the other lords, I could spend all day listening to you ramble on and on. It's something that I cannot grasp or understand from books themselves. And this internet that you keep telling me, I can imagine the vast amount of knowledge from it. And at the speed of a click, I would think it's some sort of magic. Oh? Well, I guess you have a lot to teach me then. And don't be afraid to ask me for anything. I am the lady of the house and very rich as well. I would love to learn this world of yours that you came from before you came upon my domain. It's so foreign and different from my world that I'm used to, but you opening me to this foreign knowledge, it makes me curious. Similar to how Eve is curious with the apple of knowledge. I see that smirk. You do love this, don't you? Well, I don't mind that you're teaching me new things. Without new things for me to learn or acquire, I can't be a good ruler. You think I'm being too serious about this? Well, like a famous individual once said, knowledge is power, and I'm sure if you wield it correctly, it can become a tool. I've been conditioned like this for a long time, so I think any type of new information can be used as a tool. Even if this console game of yours is just an entertainment of sorts, it could help me quell my daughters down and hope they don't break another vase or statue in the castle. However, besides me rambling on, I also do enjoy conversing with you, my little mousie. Especially when our body is so close like this, where my huge breast can just drown you with its softness. Mm. You're adorable, dear. I want you to know that I love you so very much. Having a fun time cuddling in between my boobas, aren't you? I hope I used the word correctly. Why, thank you, darling. I'll be sure to learn more slangs from you. Although you do look fatigued. I'm assuming you've been running around the castle and playing tags with my daughters, have you? Thank you for looking after them for me. You should get some rest. Don't worry. I won't leave your side. I'll be with you while you sleep. Your mommy might even join you in your nap, too. I love you, darling. If anyone hurts you, I will make sure they will regret laying a finger on you. You mean so much to me and my daughters. Oh, I'm sorry. I just can't help but kiss you. I just find it so adorable whenever you smile, whenever I pamper and kiss you all over. Oh, sweetie. And you know, we won't let Ethan Winters take you from us. You're the most valuable treasure to us all. Sweet dreams, my darling. I hope your stay here in Castle Demetres has been pleasant for you. And know that you'll always have a place here with us.